This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. As fighting persisted in Sudan's capital, the Sudanese military said it was working on evacuating foreign diplomats from the U.S., Britain, and China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The sound of gunfire and explosions rang out over the Khartoum skyline. The country has been roiled by bloody fighting for the past week that has killed over 400 people so far, according to the World Health Organization. Sudan's military chief said he had spoken to world leaders requesting safe evacuations of their citizens and diplomats from Sudan. The requests come as foreign countries have been unable to repatriate their citizens. The task was deemed too risky amidst clashes between the Sudanese army and a rival powerful paramilitary group in and around Khartoum, including at the main international airport. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden says evacuation of U.S. embassy personnel in Sudan completed calls for an end to unconscionable violence.
Rimane purtroppo grave la situazione in Sudan.
Pope Francis on Sunday also appealed for an end of violence in Sudan as battles continued between the rival military factions that have triggered a humanitarian crisis in the African country. The 86-year-old pontiff also spoke about his upcoming apostolic visit to Hungary and underlined the importance of handling of migrant crisis in Europe and recalled Ukraine war, saying Europe is still battered by icy winds of war. Russian former President Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that if the G7 moves to ban exports to Russia, Moscow would respond by terminating the Black Sea grain deal that enables vital exports of grain from Ukraine. The G7 countries are considering a near total ban on exports. This is VOA News. Indian police have arrested a separatist leader who has revived calls for an independent Sikh homeland and the secession of India's northern Punjab state, which has a history of violent insurgency. Punjab state police tweeted that Amritpal Singh was taken into custody Sunday.
Since he was inside a Gurdwara Sahab, so to maintain sanctity of Gurdwara Sahab is supreme for everyone. So to maintain sanctity, the police did not enter the Gurdwara Sahab, and since he knew that he had no way to escape now, he was surrounded by Punjab police. From all sides, the village was surrounded by Punjab police. So he was arrested at around 6:45.
Singh captured national attention in February when hundreds of his supporters stormed a police station with wooden batons, swords, and guns to demand the release of a jailed aide. A top army official says Somalia's military repulsed an attack by rebel fighters in a remote region of the country. The official said Somali forces killed at least 18 al-Shabaab militants early Saturday. He says at least three civilians described as traditional elders were killed in the fighting. Police enforced a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital Saturday after gunmen fired on people boarding a public minibus, wounding seven, including three children. The Jamaica Constabulary Force gave no information on the conditions of the wounded from the brazen attack, which occurred at mid-afternoon Friday in Seaview Gardens, a poor area of Kingston. The family of a man who opened fire at a Louisville bank is working to destroy the AR-15 rifle he used to kill five of his co-workers. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
A state law in Kentucky sends firearms confiscated by law enforcement to auction. The family of the men identified in the shooting, Connor Sturgeon, says they were shocked to hear the gun could end up back in circulation. In a statement released Thursday, the family said they're working vigorously to see that the rifle is destroyed. They said federal agents took possession of the rifle on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And back to Sudan for a moment. Heavy fighting there, which has plunged the nation into chaos and killed hundreds, has also raised fears about the fate of 25 lions and other animals in a wildlife reserve. The Sudan Animal Rescue Center said it is without electricity to power safety fences around enclosures and running low on food for the felines, which each require 5 to 10 kilograms, that's 11 to 22 pounds, of meat per day. The facility said it no longer had a permanent staff presence at the sanctuary southeast of Khartoum. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.